All right, Jabosai, let's begin. So first, I really want to just take the opportunity to thank Yona and Shushi for always opening their home on Erev Shabbos to host this year.
Thank you.
There's always such a beautiful spread. It doesn't make a difference. You could come here on Tisha B'Av, there'd be a beautiful spread. Give her. but really, yeah, Shakar, thank you for opening your home to us. So we're beginning over here. We're going to do a beautiful piece by the Rebbe this week. So beginning on the Parsha of Matos. So we double Parsha, like a Matos Maaseh. So remember again, Parsha's Matos begins with the halachos concerning nedarim. Specifically the concept that if you go ahead and you make a neder, so you have to fulfill, you have to uphold the neder that you are making. So the Rebbe comments on this and really has a dramatic insight. So the Rebbe writes, Ish ki yidor, look on the bottom, Paragraph A. The parshas matos medaber meinyan nedarim sha'al yedei mitzvas zos shal nedarim. So listen to this. So parshas matos, the Rebbe writes, begins with a discussion about nedarim, and it's through a discussion of nedarim that we begin to understand something amazing. So remember again, what's a neder? Person makes a vow. Whatever it might be, I hereby vow to go out and bring a karban. I vow to learn Maseches Zvachim. I vow to give $10,000 to tzedakah. I vow to go ahead and do not eat chametz, you know, during the year. I mean, you know, so whatever the vow is. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Roim umevinim godel otzem koach hadibor. What do we learn from this? We learn about the incredible power of speech. What nedarim teach us is about the incredible power of words. Shetekev, paragraph B. Shetekev kishemevata bisvasov, because a moment when a person begins to articulate something, a person says something, tzarach lakayim kechola yotzi mipiv. So we both say, a neder is an amazing thing. I make a statement, I say a word, and suddenly now I am bound by that word. I say something, I articulate something, and now I'm bound by that statement I have made. Ki be'emes, inyan nedarim hu plia, niska vaba b'chi. So he says, Rebbe, if you think about it, the concept of a neder is really astounding and astonishing. A neder doesn't really make sense. Why? He says, b'bechinas ish kiafli lindor neder. Now the Rebbe picks up, and many of the Sfarim bring up this idea, the lashon of the pasuk is, Ish kiyafli lindar neder. So we normally translate the word yafli as what? Articulate. If a person will articulate the neder. But the Rebbe is pointing out over here is that yafli also is the same shoresh as pella, a wondrous thing. It's an incredible thing when a person makes a neder. What's the incredible thing? Ki heim bebechinas plios chachma. It almost defies comprehension. Ki bazeh, because what happens when you make a neder? What the Rebbe is going to point out over here is you say something, and then you say something, and then what happens? That one word, that one statement, that one phrase creates a brand new reality. And creates a binding reality. It's just words. It's just words. All I've made is a statement. But suddenly, again, that one little statement creates a brand new reality. The Rebbe goes on, he says, Ki bazeh ro'en gidulas ha'adam. Now we'll say, so what does this mean? What does this mean, that one little statement, I go ahead and create a brand new reality? What's the message in that? So the Rebbe says, Ki bazeh ro'en gidulas ha'adam bal ha'bechira. From here we see the greatness of man. I don't know if I thank you for making this. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Ki bazeh, I feel like you rolled it. Ki bazeh ro'en gedulas ha'adam habal b'chira. So listen to this. Because it's through nedarim that a person can begin to appreciate the full power of a human being and the b'chira, the concept of free choice that he possesses. Why? Listen to this. He says, Shiesh l'koach b'fiv, la'asos li'atzmo mitzvos chadoshim shlo netzdava bahen. But say, listen to the Rebbe's verbiage, paragraph C. When you make a neder, I will say, so what happens? What are you doing when you make a neder? The Rebbe says, I'm creating new mitzvos. I'm creating new mitzvos. The Ribbono Shel Olam went ahead and commanded me regarding 613 mitzvos. When I make a neder, I am now creating a new reality. I'm creating a new obligation. Now, sometimes it's an obligation to do something. Sometimes it's an obligation not to do something. But irrespective of that, it's a new obligation. Suddenly, through my statement, I am creating a new mitzvah, a new reality. Kigon, she'osra alav davar hamoter b'fiv. So a person, let's say, goes ahead. It's permitted for me to eat the chocolate cake. But I decide again, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to eat chocolate cake. So we'll say, as I take if, ne'asra alav davar hamoter b'isra Torah. We'll say, so here's what's amazing. So suddenly, again, this is such a simple, mundane example. So suddenly, chocolate cake, which 5 minutes ago was totally mutter. And now what happens? I say, hare alai, you know, chocolate cake, konam, or konam alai chocolate cake. So chocolate cake is now usser. We'll say, what's the nature of the isser of chocolate cake to me? What's the nature of the isser?
Doraisa.
I have created an isser doraisa. I have created a biblical prohibition. Or I say, you know what? I hereby take a neder that tomorrow morning I'm coming to Daf Yomi. I'm making a neder. But so what have I just created? I've created a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. I've created a brand new biblical obligation. But say, do you know what that means? There's only one entity in this universe that up until tonight we thought makes mitzvos. And that's who? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Even when Chazal make mitzvos, Chazal's mitzvos are derivative of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Here, the Rebbe is saying, Nedarim show me my divine kite. I can make new mitzvos. I can create new mitzvah realities. How? I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is speak. V'hu pili, paragraph D. And this is an amazement. This is wondrous. This is almost beyond comprehension. How could it be that me, a mere mortal, me, a regular guy, I say something, and suddenly again through that one statement, I suddenly create a totally new reality. Hello, be'emes. Zehadavar, ein bo shum iser b'shar shal. But say, think about this just a moment. So I take my neder not to eat chocolate cake. But say, is there anything inherently wrong with chocolate cake? I'm not talking about making a caloric statement over here. Right? Yeah. Right? No, I'm not talking a caloric statement. Right. From a halachic statement. Where is the chocolate cake from? Right. From a...
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So again, there's nothing inherently wrong with it. And yet again, my dibur has fundamentally transformed it. That's a pella. Ishkiaf li lindar neder. It's a pella. It doesn't make any sense. He goes on. He says, "Va'af al piken tekev kishomer befiv shi'asar alav adavar afilu belaas karas Hashem ne'asar alav tekev ke'isir chamer min haTorah." Paragraph E. So the Rebbe says, "Yet as soon as I articulate, I'm not going to eat chocolate cake. I'm going to take a neder not to eat chocolate cake. Suddenly, again, it is usher to me like an isir daraisa." Paragraph E. Ach bazero and godol koacha adam bal bechira. So says the Rebbe, from here you see the incredible power that a person has when he exercises his Bechira's free will. So the Rebbe is teaching us a couple of incredible things. So first of all, this ability to go out and make a neder is the idea, is the concept, ultimately again, an expression of my free will. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. An expression of my free will. I take my bechira, we'll say, and what do? Now, it doesn't mean you should use your bechira to create new isur. That's not what the Rebbe is saying. But what the Rebbe is saying is, when a person exercises his bechira, his free choice in the right way, I almost become divine. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates mitzvos, I, through a mere utterance, have the ability to create mitzvos as well. It's the greatest expression of my bechira. But the Rebbe goes on, and he says as follows. He says, "V'ha'ikar ha'koach hu b'fiv v'libo." Rabosai. So the ikar koach I have as a person is with my mouth, and with my heart. Shevelibo choshek lekadesh es atzmo be'ezik kedusha uprishus ukiyotze umotze chishko urutzono b'fiv. Paragraph F. Azay na'asa mizet Torah. Rabosai, how does a person make a neder? And Rabosai, remember again, what the Rebbe is saying is that the Pella of Nedarim is the ability to change yourself and the ability to change your world with a word. So what does that mean? Where's the power of that word? So first of all, on a regular level, we know this. There's a Musar in this, even besides the Rebbe's Musar, which is the power of words. The power of words. You know, we often say, words are just words. It's actions that are more meaningful. It's not true. Words are exceptionally meaningful. Words create realities. So the Rebbe says, that's basic lesson. That's Nedarim 101. Words are not just empty words. Words create realities. Words create mitzvos. Words create isurim. But the Rebbe is taking this a step step further. Where does the neder come from? The neder is a result of a synergistic partnership between my heart and my mouth. My heart, so people say, why does a person make a neder? A person makes a neder because he wants something more in this world. He wants something more in life. I realize that I could be bigger. I could be better. I could be more special. I can be more unique. And I have this burning desire in my heart. But I will say, you know what the problem is? If you keep that burning desire in your heart, then what happens to it? What happens to it? We all know this because we've had many things that we've all kept in our hearts. It stays in your heart for a little while, but then it dissipates and evaporates. Then it just simply goes ahead and diffuses and withers away into nothingness. And also the Yetzer Hara, there's a lot of other things that fill my heart also. So the Rebbe therefore says, in order for those aspirations and those wants and that desire for greatness in my heart to materialize to something, it has to find expression. How does it find its initial expression? Through the pen. See, I will say, when we talk, talking gives us the ability to articulate the aspirations, the desires, the wants, the yearning that we feel in our heart. And when you take what you feel in your heart and you give it verbal expression, and I will say, what is a neder? A neder essentially is a mission statement of life. A neder, independent of whatever you see, people make, I will say, why do people make nedarim?
To be cool.
Okay, I wish I hung out in those circles. Good. Hey, but why else do people make nadar? To make it. But why? What's the underlying issue here? What do I want?
To make myself whole.
I want growth. And so sometimes in life I know I want growth. I always want growth. But sometimes I know that if I don't hold myself accountable, growth won't happen. A nether holds me accountable. So I know I should go to Daf Yomi. Okay. I know. I've known it for the last 42 years. I don't have to go to Daf Yomi. But I can't get there. So what do? I make a nether. What does a nether say? A nether means, now there's a mitzvah saseh. There's a daraisa obligation for me to get out of bed and get to Daf. I'm just using this as an example. And get to Daf Yomi. So I'll say, so now ultimately, again, what does that do? What that does is it takes something that might have been in my heart for years, but it gives it a framework, it gives it a context, and it gives it a binding obligation. What I'm doing is I'm articulating my desire for growth. I'm articulating, not just feeling it, because you can go through life with all kinds of feelings, but feelings come and go. I take the feeling and I give it verbal expression. And when I give it verbal expression, the hope is it becomes binding for me. Suddenly I no longer just have a desire to grow, but I've made a commitment to grow.
But you're saying it becomes
so that's the correct. So remember, correct. That, so this always becomes this double-edged sword, because there's the other part, which we're focusing on the positive, not the negatives, right? So the other part, which is the unspoken part of Nedarim, which is people still make promises and don't fulfill them. So at the end of the day, so how do you balance this? Okay, so like Baruch Mishal is saying, good. You know, how this plays out in real life is a different discussion. But for now, we're living in the utopian world of Uman right now. Right now, I've transported you. We're in Uman. Right, everything works out perfectly in Uman. So, from what I heard. Right, so again, understand what the Rebbe is saying over here. And this is such a profound yisod. We walk around life. So many desires, aspirations, wanting for greatness in my heart. The problem is it's just churning around in my heart and my soul. I don't do anything with it. I have to get it out. So how do you extract the aspirations you have in your heart, the aspirations you have in your soul, and make it a reality? That's a neder. A neder is a statement, independent of what the specific statement is, a statement of, I want to grow. I want to be more. I need to be more. And so I'm creating for myself an unyielding obligation. Yes, as Baruch Mishal mentioned, a biblical obligation to become something greater.
Don't you say by Naziris that one of the reasons he brings a carbon is because he should not have made, you should not make a nether. I mean, it's not necessarily a positive thing. You should make your own, correct. Craft your own mitzvos.
Now Naziris, remember there's also machlokes, leaving aside Naziris, because Naziris is also unique in and of itself because it's focused on depriving myself of things. Not all in the Dharma have to do that, but your question is still valid because the Gemara says, there's a lashon of the Gemara of Tov Shelo Yidor, Mishe Yidor V'Yikayim. Chazal didn't like Nidarim. For the reason that Once you make a statement like that, it becomes a biblical obligation. Right? That's why this Kol Nidre. So again, right now we're purists. We're purists. So here's what the Rebbe is dealing with. The Rebbe is dealing with the idea. The Torah gives us this mechanism. Whether or not you should do it or you shouldn't do it, let's understand the hashkafa of the mechanism. So the Rebbe. I'm sorry?
That's why I don't do Kabbalah. It's awesome.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Mamish. Makbish on non-committal.
Incredible.
Yes, you're like my Rebbe. You're like my Rebbe. Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Mamish. So here we go. No, so the truth is, I do want to point out, in all seriousness, the practicality of Nedarim is a different parasha. Chazal didn't like people making Nedarim because, unfortunately, more often than not, even when we make Nedarim, maybe we don't honor them. So, but again, like I said, we're living right now in the abstract. So paragraph F. Ki az nasa alav hadavar be'isr Torah. Ki be'emes nefesh Yisrael v'sharasho hu chilek elokam mimal. Because in reality, the neshama is a chilek of the Ribono Shel Olam. V'ba'atzmo b'chinas ha-Torah. Ki kudsha b'richu v'oraisa v'Yisrael kul achad kimo shakasa b'zara ha-Kadosh. V'alkein, yesh lo koach befev lindor nedar, paragraph G, v'la'asos li'atzmo mitzvos kinafsho. So again, this is mamash what we just said before. You hear what the Rebbe just said? Yisrael kudsha b'richu Torah chadhi. I am one with the Ribono Shel Olam, which means that just as the Ribono Shel Olam makes mitzvos, and also is an astounding statement, I can make mitzvos also. Just like the Ribono Shel Olam can make vehicles for Kiddusha, I can create vehicles for Kiddusha as well. Va'ikr nedarim, hukide lakadish es asmo v'lifrosh es asmo mitavos. Bebechinas nedarim siag leprishos, she'ilu ha'nedarim hi mitzvah lindar bahem. V'chein amri sharli le'anish lemindar lezeruzei nafshei. So we'll say again, why does a person make it? Like we just said before, the goal of a neder ultimately, often, is abstinence from something. I'm overindulging in some aspect of the world, and the neder is the vehicle to right the ship. The neder is the vehicle for me to be able to take a step back and to say, no, I have to recalibrate and reorient myself a little bit. Ubazer, he goes on, he says, Ubazer ro'an godol koach adibor umiptas vasayim shala adam, she'adei adibor hu yochol liskabre biyoser, lifrosh es atzmo afilu min ha-heter kimo she'amru, Nedarim siyak leprishos kimo shoron b'chush. I'm just reading a couple lines now. B'shebichol mi sherotza lahargil. Paragraph I. Es atzmo be'izek kiddusha leprishos shenem tzarim harbi she'osim nedar shvua azek kigon. Les anos eziyom o she'olachol davar min ha'chai ezizman olitin. Tztaka yosem mikocho kiyotze b'azeh. So we'll say, so again, in general, we see that people make nedarim when they want to push themselves to become more kaddish. It's no longer sufficient for me to have this want for Kiddusha churning in my heart and my soul. I need to bring it out to the world of reality. Rebbe goes on, he says, K. So he says, ulechora davar tamua. But this is very strange, why? He says, mimanafshach, im yesh bekocho liskabra al yitzro, yuchal liskabra balo neder shvua. Well, I say, right, this is the fundamental shot that everybody asks. If I have the ability to what? To go ahead and overcome a Yitzhara with something, then what? Why do I need the vehicle of a neder to do it? Just do it. Just do it. Why do I need the neder? V'misyar shel yiskar bal yitzro az ma yo'al neder. And if I'm afraid that I can't vanquish my particular challenge, then what good is the neder going to do? Ach bazeh, lo'in godol koach ha-neder b'sharasho v'ha'igar, kishemotziah b'fiv. She'az al yidei ha-neder ola lebechinas plios chachma, she'sham shorish ha-bechira. We'll say, see what the Rebbe says here? The Rebbe says something amazing. See, Rebbe Osai, you know when sometimes in life you get things done, or I should say it differently, when don't things get done? I know that's not good English, but when it's an idea. Ideas are wonderful. And we all are filled with incredible and beautiful, wonderful Hidlag ideas. Aspirations, plans, 1 year plan, 2 year plans, 5 years plan, 10 year plan. And then what happens? The 5 year plan becomes a 10 year plan, the 10 year plan becomes a 20 year plan, and suddenly again I'm 119 and 364 days, and I say to myself, you know what? I think it's time to get to work on this stuff. So they'll say, sometimes in life you have to take the things that you want to do. You have to take the things that will make you into the person you want to become, and you have to stop thinking about them, and you have to start doing them. But the first step in accomplishing something is essentially creating a mission statement for yourself. What is the kind of person you want to be? Who do you want to be? What do you want to accomplish? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? What are your dreams? The Rebbe says, Rabbosai, that's a neder. A neder is when a person has a heart that is filled with the yearning desire to be more. And maybe that heart has been filled with the yearning desire to be more for years and years and years. And he finally says, you know what? I'm tired of wanting. It's time to start actualizing. But amazingly enough, the first step of actualization is not a mice, is not an action. It's an articulation to the self of who you want to be. You see, we often think of a neder as just an articulation, I'm not going to eat chocolate cake. No, why am I not eating chocolate cake? Right? Why am I doing that, I will say? So for me, it's because, you know what? I feel I've just become, I could stand to lose a few pounds, that's true. But even aside from that, I think to myself, you know what? I've become a little bit too involved in the material world. And I just need to start cutting back on something. I'm not giving up the glum of it. Right? But chocolate cake, I can give up. That I can give up. I have to start somewhere in my quest to become a little less gashmi and a little more ruchni. That little statement of, I'm not eating chocolate cake for the next 30 days, is, I will say, a much, do you know what that really means? If you have your Rabbi Nachman translator, so if you go and you put on your Rabbi Nachman decoder ring, right, and you look at that statement, I'm not eating chocolate cake for the next 30 days, but Rabbi Nachman decoder ring, what does it say? It says, I yearn to be a greater person who is more steeped in spirituality than the material world. And so I'm taking this baby step to pull myself a little bit away from the material world in order to embed myself a bit more in the spiritual world. That's the power of a neder. Umisham mekabel koach al yidei shemotzi net paragraph L. Hayidei shemotzi in haneder bepiv shiyuchal liskabra mashatarach liskaber. Ubevadai gam acher kach kishaasa neder adayin yesh koach lahabchira lahatoso chas v'shalom kehabchira yesh lo koach gadol ma'od. Nebo saying, now don't be fooled. Just because you make the neder doesn't mean that everything is smooth sailing from there. Right? People sometimes abstain from eating chocolate cake for 30 days and then fall off the wagon right afterwards and they're stuffing their face with chocolate cake for the next 4 weeks after that. So we'll say, so again, you know, bechira is an interesting thing. Sometimes when you make that neder is a beginning. But then I have to exercise my bechira in maintaining this particular course going forward. Va'al kein hatorei sira ma'ot shishmer la'kayim es nidro u'bechol ha'yotzei mipiv ya'aseh. Aval ha'ikar hu sha'al yedei ha'neder yesh lo koach harbe yosir le'iskar ba'yisrael. So we'll say, now we understand what the Rebbe asked. Remember the Rebbe said before, I don't understand. Just stop eating chocolate cake without the neder. What do you need the neder for? Because what's the power of the neder is, see, if I just say, okay, I'm not eating chocolate cake. So we'll say, that's just, I'm telling myself I'm not eating chocolate cake. When you make a neder, what you're saying is the neder is the expression of an internal desire to be holier. I'm creating a new mitzvah. When I create a new mitzvah, that shows that I have the capacity and the ability to create additional kiddusha. That's what it's doing. That's what a neder does. I'm creating, 613 is not enough for me. I need to be the 614th. So I'm going to create the new mitzvah that it's usher for me to eat chocolate cake. I have created a new mitzvah. I have created new kiddusha. I will say, if I could create new kiddusha, that means that I have the capacity to accomplish great things. And the Rebbe goes on, he says, So to bring this all together, I think Rabbi Nachman introduces us to an incredible idea. First of all, he introduces us to the notion of what a neder really means. A neder is not a vow and not a promise. A neder is the synergistic partnership between my lev and my peh, between my heart and between my mouth. My heart is filled with an incredibly burning desire to do good, to want to accomplish so much. But ultimately, again, I could walk through life with a heart filled with good intentions and never do anything about it. What's the first step, Rabosai? A verbal articulation that I want to be greater. A neder is the verbal articulation, not just about the mechanistic detail of what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do, but it highlights a deeper desire to create additional kiddusha in my life. And sometimes you need the neder. Sometimes you need that formal statement that says, this is usher to me, this is mutter to me, to demonstrate to myself that I'm capable of creating another mitzvah. If I'm capable of creating another mitzvah, I'm capable of creating additional kiddusha. If I'm capable of creating additional kiddusha, then I'm capable of catapulting myself to a brand new level. But I will say, Rabbi Nachman teaches us something else that's very important, which is, sometimes in life, the reason we don't accomplish the things we're capable of doing is because we don't articulate a life mission statement. Rabbi Nachman said, we all know this, it is very easy to get busy over the course of a day. But just because you're busy doesn't mean you're accomplishing the things that you need to be accomplishing. Therefore, the Rebbe says so beautifully that sometimes in life, if you want to accomplish something, the first thing you have to start with is, what is your life mission statement? Somebody asked you, what do you want to accomplish in life? What's your goal? What's your goal for yourself? What's your vision for yourself? Not what are you doing tonight? Not what are your plans for the weekend? Not what time, I should say differently, how early do you plan on coming to shul on Shabbos? Right? Not stuff like that. I don't mean details like that over the next... I mean, like, what is your life vision? What is your vision for yourself? Who do you want to be? The Rebbe says that's the power of the neder. A neder is an articulation of my life aspirations. It's a little bit vague, it's a little bit general. The aspirations, I just want to be greater, and here's where I'm starting. But it's an articulation nevertheless. And I think what the Rebbe is teaching us is that sometimes in life, you know, we start out on things, or we never begin them, but either way, we don't end up accomplishing things. And sometimes it's because we haven't given ourselves clear definition as to what it is that we want to accomplish. The neder is a clear articulation of my life mission statement, of who I want to be, of what I want to be, of what I want to accomplish. And I will say this stems also, because you could say, even if Chazal said that, okay, now we're leaving Uman, coming back to Baltimore, so then I will say we're back in the real world. So back in the world, Chazal said, don't make nedarim. Okay, I will say, fine, don't make nedarim. But even if you're not going to make formal of them, the Rebbe says, what does each of us have to do? We have to articulate a life mission statement. Let's say, you know, every day we have to ask ourselves, who's the person I want to become today? But big adol, I have to ask myself in general in this world, what am I here to accomplish? What do I want to do? What is my life aspiration? What's my life mission statement? Even if I'm not going to employ the technical mechanism of a neder, I still need to create that synergistic partnership between my heart, between my mouth, and articulate the vision I have for myself. Shkoyach.
I read that one.
I've always had so many work. I always had a good mentor at work who said to me,